Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
The birds, 8 miles high.
I know, it did have kind of a, like a secret agency sound to it at the beginning. Then you're like, oh, it's just a birds drug song, okay.
Well, and I thought it was appropriate where we're heading, so, you know, just kind of work backing into it. From the U.S. Marshal Service District of New Hampshire, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Living the dream, thank you, and COVID-19 free, thank you.
COVID-19 free, and it's Wednesday, so we're almost there. We'll just keep punching along, and we'll get to the end of the week.
Man, I'm in. It's sad that all we're doing is working for Saturday, but, you know.
That is it.
Is what it is. So do we have any captures?
I don't have any good news for you.
Wow.
But, of course, we have a new Fugitive of the Week, because that's what we do.
Well, and the good news is it's still hot, so he's going to be wearing short sleeve shirts and plenty of ink on this one.
He might stand out.
He might stand out
a little bit.
Yep.
And as the birds were talking about in their drug-induced coma there, he is wanted on a couple of charges, one being failure to appear on synthetic narcotics and also parole violations for aggravated assault with a weapon. We're looking for Mr. Henry Edward Woods, a.k.a. Woodsy. Huh. He is a white male, approximately 36 years of age, born in Mass, 5'10", 185. He has brown eyes and brown or bald head. He has countless tattoos, full sleeves on both arms, both legs. On his abdomen, he has the words white trash, several tattoos on his chest, up his neck. He's going to stand out a little bit. We have several photos of him, so you can get an idea of where the tattoos are, what they might be. Pretty good photos selection for you to look at, so definitely take a peek at those. As I said, he's wanted on the two warrants. He's also a registered sex offender. He's registered as a sex offender due to a 2004 conviction for sexual assault, so he's required to register. There's a good chance that might turn into a failure register if he's not living where he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
He was last known to be living in Laconia, New Hampshire, but there's a possibility he's up in the Great Woods of the North, so he's living by his name.
Wow. White trash on his abdomen?
Yes.
I would have rethink
Wear it proudly.
Well, yeah.
I
still would.
I think he has some, you know, some white supremacy ties as well, so I don't want to really name gangs that he might be affiliated with, there are some white supremacy ties.
Okay. All right. So, busy gentleman. Aggravated assault with a weapon, failure to appear, synthetic narcotics, has not run afoul of the registration requirements for sexual offender
thus far.
Yet. Okay.
Let's go with yet.
Yeah.
That's probably coming.
Mm. Wow.
Don't think he's living in his last address in Laconia, so there's a real good chance that warrant will be coming as well.
Gotcha. All right. Who's the case agent on this one?
Case agent on this is Deputy U.S. Marshal Dan Dempsey, and you can reach out to him at the main number at 603-225-1632. Or as always, go right on the poster. You can click on the link that says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email, or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP411. That'll come right to me, and we can sort through that and see if we can track down Mr. Woods.
Henry Edward Woods, and again, pretty distinctive photos. So if you happen to eyeball Mr. Woods, please don't go up and say, "Hey, are you Woods?" Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah,
just
yeah, that probably won't work out well. I don't think he's going to be a fan of you.
No, probably not.
Do the right thing and either call us or call your local police and let them know that we saw him online or heard about him on the radio. So definitely
So if they call local PD and local PD reaches out to you?
Yes.
Okay.
They would do that as well, or they would just look up and find out that, confirm that he is wanted and go arrest him.
I got you. Okay. All right. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure how, you know, that works. But so the local guys can make the arrest. They don't have to
Absolutely.
Say, hey, we got this guy. You come.
We don't have to. Yeah, we don't have to be there. It can be a local.
Okay.
And if, you know, picture the case where, all right, I'm sitting in Concord right now, and, you know, he's 2 hours away from us. You know,
mm-hmm.
he's in Conway for some reason. And for me to get there, it's going to take 2 hours. Maybe he's only at this location for 10 minutes. So
right.
what's going to be the fastest response
sure.
for the local PD?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get there within minutes and hopefully take him into custody versus me going and have to do the after-the-fact investigation and try to determine, is he staying in the area, how he got there, who he's with, you know, things like that.
Right. Really? It would take you 2 hours? See, it would take me longer because, you know, I'd go by the Swift River and I'd have the fly rod.
Oh, okay.
See, you know, I'd want to stop for a few minutes.
Okay,
we're going to stop and soak our feet. You know,
yeah, right.
Enjoy a nice time. We're actually going to take the kank across. we're all
stop
in the view.
A couple swimming
pools.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
I know. So if Peter ever applies at the U.S. Marshal's office, you know really where his head is at, Jeff.
It's a good disguise, Peter. I love the fly rod.
Yeah.
I think nobody's going to look
right
at you. I think it's great.
I could never be a U.S. Marshal because I put Brandon down as a reference. And that would pretty much sink me right off. Yeah, see?
Not a chance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's we're still trying to get rid of him. It hasn't worked yet. We love him, though.
Henry Edward Woods, Woodsy, Fugitive of the Week today. If you can provide some assistance and drop a dime, be much appreciated. And anonymous, you don't have to go to court. You don't have to testify, none of that stuff. They would just like to locate him and have a prolonged chat with him. 225
60. Mr. Woods knows he can turn himself into. That's another option as well.
Do the right thing, man.
Always an option.
Yep,
always
do the right
option.
Thing. You know, deal with it and move on. 225-1632. Jeff, have a great week. And, yeah, you're right. 2.5 more days and we can kick back.
We're almost there.
All right. Have a great week,
thank
my friend.
You. Enjoy the week.
All right, man.
Thank you.
7:42 is the time. We will take a break. Back with more after this.